You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Well, the government started the week trying to stave off an issue that's been brewing for years, demon rates. Now, they may be complicated to understand, but it affects over a million people. Demon rates are used to calculate the income earned on financial assets at a set rate, regardless of the actual return. The government then takes that into account to adjust the pensions of over 600,000 pensioners. The problem, though, with record low interest rates, it wasn't reflecting the returns pensioners were getting. On Sunday, the Social Services Minister, Anne Rustin, announced that would change.
I believe it's appropriate for us to drop both the upper and the lower deeming rates so that we can continue to reflect in the deeming rates the rates of return that people are receiving on their financial assets. Well, I mean, obviously it's more money in their pockets. It's more money in their pockets every fortnight. So that is a good thing. I mean, we all like to have more money in our pockets.
Singles affected will be about $800 better off and couples $1,000. But the change also renewed pressure for the government to increase Newstart. It hasn't been significantly increased for over 25 years. The calls this week getting support from within, with Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce.
Certainly $555 or so, thereabouts a fortnight is difficult, especially in regional areas. If your rent's costing you $250 a week, well, you're not really going to get by unless you've got some cash income on the side, and maybe that's what it's there for. But, you know, I want to make sure that people try and get a job, and I want to make sure that we're not encouraging people to do things that are illegal. Like, I suppose you can get another cash job selling drugs.
The federal government also met with states and territories this week to discuss the crisis around combustible cladding on high-rise buildings. A deal has been struck on construction industry reform, but the government won't give in to demands from the states to help fund for the removal of the material. While Parliament wasn't sitting this week, both the Prime Minister and opposition leader shared the stage at the Bush Summit in Dubbo. Mr Morrison announcing plans to boost agriculture into a $100 billion industry by 2030 and challenging Labor to back its $5 billion future drought fund next week in Canberra.
He is constantly looking for excuses to oppose things. So you've got to ask yourself about this guy. What's he for? And who's he for? I can't work it out. And I think Australians are asking the same question. So next week he's got a chance to answer the question. We asked him the other week about, are you for tax relief? And he said no. And now we're asking him, are you for the drought fund? Well, it seems to be saying no at the moment.
Anthony Albanese telling the PM to stop playing politics.
I want more money for Bridget McKenzie's portfolio, but I don't want it at the expense of Michael McCormick's. It's that simple. And I say to the government, don't play politics with this. It's too important. Just stop it. Provide the funding with appropriations as you should, and we'll back it.
And briefly, the PM is ending the week by meeting with New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern in Melbourne. It's the first meeting since Mr Morrison went to New Zealand to pay his respects to the victims of the Christchurch terrorist attack.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.